Mythic Hunters is meant for an adult audience, so be sure to check the show notes for any content warnings on each episode.
Hello, fellow Truth Cadets. You ever gaze up at the sky and wonder what else is out there? What myth lurks in the dark? Can the unknown be known? Or does it? Then join us on this journey we call the hunt for the destination we call the truth. Welcome to Mythic Hunters. Big show tonight. It's our special Halloween episode, so there's that. Our topic tonight, the Black Eyed Kids. Not a bad band. Pass the joint, pass the jam, my humps, my humps, my humps. Or is that Fergie's solo album? It's fine, it still slaps. We are here with Kimberly, a super fan of the Black Eyed Peas.
Kids.
It's pronounced peas.
B-E-K, the Black Eyed Kids, the ones who are out to get me.
You seem a little shaken up. Can I offer you something? We have a vending machine outside that has chips and peanuts. Do you want to bring me back a candy bar?
But no, I want to warn others of the Black Eyed Kids.
It's always something with you victims. Guests. Guest victims? All right, let's learn about the Black Eyed Kids. Then we'll hear your story. Will.i.am is fresh, though. There are numerous reports of otherworldly beings that appear to be children with black eyes. They torment people all over the nation, appearing as hitchhikers, panhandlers, or uninvited guests in distress. The legend says that they can't enter your car or home without your permission, but if you do let them in, you will die under mysterious circumstances exactly 7 days later. Some say they could be ghosts, aliens, or even vampires. Kimberly, what was your experience with the Black Eyed Peas?
1 week ago, I was woken up by a knocking at my front door. I looked at my clock, and it was 3 a.m.
Hey, it's 3 a.m. now.
I know. I don't have a whole lot of time. So I looked through the peephole and saw these two pale children with black eyes on my porch. They were asking to be let in. They said they were in trouble. I was scared. They kept pleading with me. I didn't know what to do, so I let them in. But after they came inside, they disappeared. I found hundreds of stories just like mine online, and they all said the same thing. If you encounter the Black Eyed Kids, you will die 7 days later. Oh my God. Why did I let these damn kids in my house? That's so stupid.
Yeah, so pretty much what I said.
Ow! Ow! Oh my God, my microphone's catching fire!
Yeah, you should really be more careful. We don't have the best equipment here. Try this mic.
I'm gonna die tonight.
Let's check in with our investigator on scene, Sierra Peralta.
Hey, Burke. Sierra here. I have rented out a house and am waiting for the Black Eyed Kids to come knocking at the door. It's like a sting operation.
You're waiting for creepy children to knock at your door on Halloween? I can't see how that can go wrong.
Trick or treat.
There's some now. I have a good feeling about this.
I'll check back in later.
She shouldn't be doing that.
No, she shouldn't. So, Kimberly, you let some hoodlums in your house a week ago, and then they vanished.
Yes, and now I'm in danger.
I kind of agree. Did you bring that Black Widow spider in with you?
Ow, ow! Get it off! Get it off! No! I didn't bring that in with me.
We do have this huge Black Widow nest in the studio that we've never done anything about, but yet it doesn't go away. I guess that danger is on us. Don't get me started on the bathroom rattlesnakes.
I've walked into a death trap. This is all because of the Black Eyed Kids.
Actually, the snakes got in when we let our renter's insurance expire. Do you have renter's insurance? Do you know what the kids stole?
They want to steal my life.
Do you have life insurance?
I don't think you appreciate the seriousness of my situation.
I don't think enough people appreciate renter's insurance. If your TV gets stolen, you can say it was whatever size you want. No one is going to check.
This is not a joke.
Fine, it's not. Want to hear a joke? Knock, knock.
I don't want to hear a joke.
Knock, knock.
Mr. Ashley, this has been the worst week of my life. I don't think I have much time left. I just want to warn others so they don't end up like me.
Knock, knock.
Ugh, who's there?
The black-eyed kids.
The black-eyed kids who?
The black-eyed kids who don't exist.
I don't get it.
I know. How's the hunt for the black-eyed kids going, Sierra?
It went good, then really bad. I was able to catch a few potential black-eyed kids, but now there's lots of parents yelling and threatening to call the authorities.
Sounds like handing out candy on Halloween in order to capture children was a total bust.
It's not all bad. It was interesting to see actual torches and pitchforks in the suburbs. We might have to move to Plan B before our van is flipped over. Gotta go.
Sounds good.
Do you realize that I'm in danger and you are purposefully trying to put your co-host in danger?
No and yes. It's the norm here. It's time to introduce our expert tonight. Let's welcome back Dr. Linda Al Pacino. What are your thoughts on the black-eyed kids?
Dangerous. Evil. Potentially life-sucking.
I knew it.
You buy into this? You're serious.
This is very serious.
Uh-huh.
They might demand to come in your home at night.
Yep.
They may prey on your goodwill and ask you to tuck them into bed or even wake you up when you're in a dead sleep at 11 a.m. and ask for breakfast.
A couple of those are new to me. You're talking about the black-eyed kids.
Black, brown, blue, green. It doesn't matter the eye color. Being a single mother is a thankless job. I can't right now.
Oh my God, I'm gonna die without help.
You need a drink?
Fine. Thank you.
Wait, don't drink that. It's Drano. Sorry, I keep vodka and Drano next to each other in vodka bottles. It's an old rehab trick. Never worked. You need a drink, Linda?
I brought my own wine.
Sounds like you came prepared.
Nothing can prepare you for the kids.
The black-eyed kids.
There's no need to correct me. I feel like I've made myself very clear.
Clear as this vodka. Drano again. Sierra, how's it going out there?
Hey, Burke. Plan B is in effect. We are currently in our van at a playground waiting for suspicious-looking children. It's a new sting.
And when you see the suspicious children from your suspicious van in a suspicious park, what are you going to do?
Ask them if they want to come into our van or come home with us. We still have leftover candy, too.
Foolproof plan. And now a word from our lawyers. I mean sponsors. But I'm sure if we have lawyers, we'll hear from them soon. Concerned about the kids? Want to do something about it? If this sounds like you, then join BEK, Befriend Every Kid. Here at Befriend Every Kid, our door is always open. These kids want you, so let them in. Let them in your heart. They want your heart. Befriend Every Kid. Grab a kid before they grab you, because they'll grab you. Yeah, we're probably going to need lawyers.
Lawyers and the kids go hand in hand.
I hear you. There's no backing out of being a parent. The court won't let you.
And you can't stop the kids. They're coming.
This is my concern as well. It's been 7 days, and I have...
Not now, Kimberly. You had your time. We kind of have a structure here. Go on, Linda.
It's hopeless.
I know. I'm scared. I really need help.
Kimberly, hold on. I'm just going to turn off your mic.
Why?
Because it caught on fire again.
Put it out.
The main point I'm trying to get across is you can't trust the eyed kids. They will betray you.
I have eyed kids of my own, and it's not their fault that I got divorced. It's not. At the same time, they didn't really keep me from getting a divorce.
Thank you. How come I have to go to marriage counseling when my kids are the problem?
It's like I don't try, and I get nowhere with my children.
Cheers to that.
Cheers. What's new, Sierra?
Hey, Sierra back. In the back of an unmarked police car. It turns out local PD were also running a sting.
That lines up. Any updates on the black-eyed kids?
No luck, but we did pick up some kids hitchhiking on the side of the road. They asked us to take them to the Mythic Hunter studio.
Were their eyes black?
I couldn't see. The officer pepper sprayed me pretty bad. Hey, kids, are your eyes black? Kids! They must have left.
No, the kids can't come here.
Kimberly, I thought I turned your mic off, but don't worry. I don't allow kids in the studio.
Thank God.
The kids don't follow rules.
No matter how hard you hit them.
They're coming for me. I have to get out of here.
No! She spilled my last glass of wine! But I have another bottle.
Well, that was a close one. Ah! Oh, shit! I better check that out. We're in the Mythic Hunter's parking lot. Kimberly's dead. It looks like lightning struck the vending machine, and it fell over and crushed the button that ejected the peanuts right into Kimberly's mouth.
Allergies. It could have happened to any one of us.
You're right. It is random. Wait, there's a car with creepy children in it.
That's my car. Hi, kids.
You didn't even crack a window?
I tried it before, but it just spoils them. Oh, no.
Did you spill another glass of wine?
No, my water broke.
That doesn't make sense. I don't allow water in the studio.
My water broke.
You're pregnant?
Yeah, but it wasn't due until last Friday. We better get to the hospital.
I'm too drunk to drive and I don't have car insurance. You're in labor and too drunk to drive. Can your kids drive?
That's how they get to soccer practice and therapy.
Come on, kids. Let Mommy and the Weird Man in. Open the door. Open the door. Sierra, can you do the sign off? Open the damn door.
Sierra here. Signing off for Burke. For us believers and non-believers, life is a big mythic hunt. And make sure to tune in exactly 1 week from tonight to hear me host the show for the first time while Burke is in the field. I have a really good feeling about this.
Mythic Hunters was created by Sarah Golub and E. Sandero, is produced, sound engineered, and edited by Lauren Bancroft, and features an original musical score by Eric Jorgensen. Today's episode was written and directed by E. Sandero, and features the voice talents of Kirk Novak, Savannah Parra, Nalinda Palomino, Kimberly Truong, Lauren Bancroft, and Ryan Pig. Mythic Hunters is a Bancroft Inc. production.